It's been kind of a crazy week, to be sure. Have you found that to be true as well? So the title of the talk is Releasing to Receive, Spring Cleaning for Your Soul, which when Bill emailed me and said maybe a week and a half or so ago, he emailed me and said, what's the title of your talk? Like, you know, it's coming up. And I was like, I don't know, because, you know, I had just finished a series of talks, and I didn't want to do that anymore. And so I just said, I'm teaching a class on releasing right now. So I said, releasing to receive, spring cleaning for the soul. But I didn't have any text, right? And procrastination is one of those things that we need to let go of, because it comes up. And so I literally didn't really get, I talked about it and talked about it, and then yesterday I went to a poker game. I was like, I just can't think. But then it all kind of came together. I hope it came together. And as I started doing research yesterday afternoon, I realized, because I didn't know, that we were in the middle of Lent. I don't know if you all knew that, but I didn't. And I was raised Calgary Lutheran, but left the church early on. But we are in the middle of Lent, and it's a time for fasting, reflection, and prayer. But what I didn't know was that it's not biblical. Did you all know that? That it was actually created, they think, during the Council of Nicaea, but it's not in the Bible. Lent is not in the Bible. 40 days is in the Bible. 40 is in the Bible. But Lent itself as a sacred time is not in the Bible. So I thought that was interesting. And so it is traditionally set aside for fasting, prayer, and reflection, and it goes perfectly with my talk and what I wanted to say about spring cleaning of the soul. But since it's based in Christianity, there's a little story I was told, so I thought I may as well tell you this story. That there was a man who was vacationing in Israel with his family and his mother-in-law. And she happened to be along on the trip as a gift. And it just so happened that a tragic accident happened and the mother-in-law passed away. So while the gentleman was talking with the undertaker in Israel, he said that in order to ship his mother-in-law back to the States, it would cost about $5,000. And he said, but we could bury her here, and it would run you about $150. And the man said, well, let me think about that. He went away and he thought for a while. And some time later, he came back to the undertaker and said, I think I'm just going to take her home. And the undertaker said, I'm just curious, why would you do that? And when you could have the same thing here, the same ceremony, and she would be buried in her homeland. And the man said, well, I heard the story that you buried a man here some time ago, and after 3 days, he rose from the dead, so I don't want to take that risk. Isn't that cute? I don't usually tell mother-in-law stories and stuff like that, because I think, you know, they're just, many of you are mother-in-laws, and you're very good women. So, but I couldn't resist. So, but following that train of mysticism over the past few months, I've come to believe, like I said last time I was here, that each of us is a mystic. Although the path to mysticism is not being spiritual enough to have a mystical experience, but in being humble enough and self-reflective enough to allow for others to change us, to allow for experiences to open us up. Mysticism is seen through the veil of our own projected self-image to become the truth of who we are. And so it's time for spring cleaning because we're in the middle of Lent. So let's look at some of the baggage that we have and that needs to go and clean up the tracks of our lives, because it's time to reimagine who we are and who we want to be. The old beliefs that we carry about ourselves and others, they have to go if we are truly... This distracted me for a minute. I'm going to move it again. Sorry.
It's okay.
Scout had finally settled down.
It's okay, Scout.
It's okay, Scout. So, if we're really wanting to release that, and if we're truly wanting to influence the world with our own light, that's where I was going there. So how do we shine our light in the world is the real question. If you want more light, more influence, more insight to yourself, then it's time to release what holds you back. So during this time of our inner conversion, self-examination, and growth with grace that comes through Lent, it's a time to recognize the depth of our own mistakes in the brokenness that surrounds us. It's a time to grieve, and it's a time to improve our relationships with spirit. It's not bargaining. It's not a ritual. We don't make a deal with God or with the divine and say, I'm going to forego chocolate for 40 days like that. But it does require discipline. It's not duty-driven or approval-seeking. You're not any better for fasting in that sense. You're not more spiritual. You might be a little healthier, but not necessarily more spiritual unless you refocus. So let's look at this all through the four pillars of spirituality: relationships, abundance and finance, creativity, and spiritual practice. But first, we're going to look at the downside of these four pillars. People are flawed. I'm flawed. As a spiritual woman, I worry, I get angry, I fret, I sit around in angst, I whine, and I know that many of us do. And we are all flawed. Our spiritual teachers are flawed. Right now, as we know, Deepak Chopra is under the hot light and in the spotlight. And MLK was not always the greatest spiritual man or ethical. We know from right now our presidents are questionable. They have been for many, many, many years. This isn't something new. That has always come up, people that we listen to, people that we follow, people that we believe in. Everyone's flawed. Our relationships, because people are flawed, it leads to our financial status and the abundance that we let in. How many of here worry about money? Just even a little bit. I think most of us do. Even especially in our current political system with wars and the economy seeming, the gas prices going up 50% seemingly overnight, we worry just a little bit about our retirements and what's going on in the world. And then all the scandals that we gossip about that have nothing to do with us, really, but we still think we have the opinion on what should be done in our world. And then we get to creativity. Who has self-doubt? Who has procrastination? Who has fear of being judged? Who is self-judging? Who's your worst critic? It's probably yourself. And your spiritual practice. Do you practice every day? Do you read? Do you go for mindful walks? Do you write? Do you read the same daily, like the daily word, which is great, by the way, today, because we're going to get to the very things that the daily word talked about. And so But then does that glorious sense of peace that you receive from that, those moments, maybe 30, maybe even 60 minutes of meditation, do they stay with you all day? Or can it be fleeting if someone cuts you off on the road when you're driving to church? So those pillars are always a little shaky. And when one pillar, right, remember there's four, and is weak and it starts to crumble, then that table on top starts tipping and things start to slide across the board. So what to do? Slow down, take a self-assessment, stop blaming others, stop blaming the world. All the political things going on, they don't affect your self-worth. Take a good long look at yourself in order to get the flow going. Where or what in your life do you need to release in order for you to start receiving on a continual basis? In your relationships, like it said in the Daily Word, who do you still need to forgive or let off the hook for your behaviors today? What grudges are you still carrying? What stories are you still telling about your childhood? Maybe you have someone in your life right now who supports your sorrows more than your successes. Maybe you need to look at that relationship. And then the abundance and the financial, tithing works. It absolutely works, whether it's God's law, Spirit's law, in the Bible, Edwin Gaines, I don't care. What you give, you receive, and you receive more than what you give. So give 10% of everything to where you're spiritually fed. And when I mean everything, I mean start tracking it. If someone buys you a coffee, $3.50. And if someone buys you dinner, $15.28 plus tip. If all of those things add up, they add up. We get so many gifts all day long. And throughout the week, you would be surprised at how much abundance has come into your life. And if you tithe on that, that circulation just continues to go over and over and over. Creativity. Do you all know what it's like to find money on the ground? We've talked about this before. You know that kind of excitement? You go, oh! You pick it up and it's a dollar bill and you're like, oh, and it turns out to be $10 when you uncrumble it. And you're like, oh my gosh, that feeling can be with you always. If you have things you don't need anymore, go through your closets. Start giving things away. Donate them. Have a yard sale. Just give them away. But create a vacuum so that that law of circulation can flow. And then your spirit, your creativity. If you pray quietly, say it out loud. Do a prayer out loud. Try something new. Draw, color, paint. I've tried it all. I don't have that creative bone, but I am a writer and I'm a speaker. So I kind of fall back on that, but I keep trying. Some of you know Carol Johnson, who does fused glass, and I keep taking classes with her. And honestly, my stuff just sucks. And she's always very polite, and she's like, that's really good, Kate. And I'm like, no, I know it's not good. But she's very supportive of success. You finish it, it's a success. And then you share it with someone. Release it to someone that you trust. And then your spiritual practices. Are they the same every day, the same words, the same daily book? Release old patterns, even those tried and true ones, because we're forever changing. And when you wake up in the morning, maybe something else would spark your soul. The point is, again, that we need to release in order to receive, in all areas. Money, things, grudges, tried and true. And we have to continually release who we are to become who we want to be. Life goes on. We need to change with it. People die. Businesses go bankrupt. Cars quit running. Friends have fights. Spiritual centers have political issues. Mine is currently going through another one. They seem continuous sometimes. You get a few months of peace, then something else comes up that everyone needs to talk about. And our government continues to occupy cities, and now we're at war again. Stuff continues to happen, but it doesn't have to affect our well-being. Scout's giving me a little kind of like, would you call him and see if he quits crying?
Come here, baby.
He's just crying. So to continue moving forward requires self-reflection and release and change. I just thought maybe he'd quit crying.
I didn't.
Come here. You can't? I could hear him. Sit. Sit. Scout. Scout. Down. There you go. Stay. No. Stay. Yeah, go on now. I disturbed you. So anyway, let go of control and create a space for those new ideas to filter in. Meditation. We're going to do a meditation on each of the four pillars. We're only going to do a minute for each one. We're going to do a little bit of all of that today. But this is on what you can release. So just kind of take a deep breath. With your relationships, focus on a couple of your relationships. Let them float through your mind, your marriages, your friends, your work relationships. Just breathe. What can you release? Who can you let go of in your relationships? Is there a grudge that you're holding on to? What can you release? Just breathe. Now shift gears and think about the abundance in your life and the financial status of where you are. What can you release in that area of your life? Is there something in your closet that you can let go of, so that more can flow? What can you let go of? And then take a deep breath. Think about your creativity. How do you express yourself? What's blocking you? What can you release to let that flow? Keep breathing. Take a deep breath and think of your spiritual practices. What can you change or let go of? What can you bring in that'll help that feeling of peace Take another breath. And then think about what you want out of life and what you want to bring to your life. Who do you want to be? Just think about that. What kind of person do you want to be? Just take a deep breath and open your eyes. So as I've said before, no one is more spiritually evolved than anyone else. We're all flawed. It's when we come together like this that we create a wholeness in this space. Don't allow differences to paralyze us. Let go of judgment and fear of change, and let new and different things ignite your heart. Make space for something or for someone new. And we're going to end this morning with another meditation, the Buddhist chant, really. But we're going to do it, we're going to repeat each phrase 3 times with breath. So you might want to close your eyes. You know these. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be at peace. Then we'll switch it to may someone you hold a grudge against and say, may you be well. May you be happy. And then we'll think of the people of the world. And so let's start with ourselves. Just take a deep breath and tell yourself, may I be well. And breathe. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be at peace. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be at peace. One more time. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be safe. May I be at peace. And then breathe. And now think of someone else, someone you have difficulties with or grudges, and bless them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be at peace. Maybe me think of someone else. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be at peace. Think of someone you love dearly and bless them. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be at peace. And then breathe. And now think of all the peoples in the world who may be suffering. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be at peace. And keep breathing. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be at peace. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be at peace. Take a deep breath. Open your eyes. And so it is. Thank you. I have a quote that was given to me that I just want to read because they said, I think this goes with what you're trying to do for Sunday. Knowledge is learning something new every day. Wisdom is letting go of something every day. Isn't that something?